Or would you just call him lazy?
We'll just call him lazy and be done with it.
Okay. Would you ever say no count or no good or slap you again?
Well, I've heard them all. We say all the different things in the case of that. We say no good, lazy, and sorry, and everything else.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, which one would you be most likely to say, you think?
Well, just no good.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree with its bill?
Well, now that we have about two or three different kinds of those birds.
Well, what are they?
Well, we have one that's called a yellowhammer.
Uh-huh.
We have one that's called a chamjack.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some here that we call redheads.
Okay.
And that's all that I have to that.
Well, now, is there one term that you might use that would cover all those different kinds?
Well, yes, I would say let me see now. I would say yellowhammer.
Okay.
Are they both more of that than any other bird?
Well, now, are these like woodpeckers?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Do you all have woodpeckers around?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Well, do you call them woodpeckers or do you call them?
Yes, ma'am, we call them woodpeckers. We have woodpeckers and we have like we say, these yellowhammers and
But they're all different. They're all different kinds of things. Okay.
And the yellowhammers, they're about three times as big as a woodpecker.
Uh-huh. Are they pretty, yellowhammers?
I don't know. Yes,
ma'am, they are a pretty bird. They're pretty.
I've seen a woodpecker,
but they're pretty.
Okay, well, let's see. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Well, there's a difference in them. There's crickets. We always call them crickets. I would say crickets.
Well, how about a green one?
Well, they're grasshoppers.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going all the way around it? You got a word for that?
You mean
If he's got to go from one side of a field to another, instead of walking all the way around it like that, he might go across it like that.
Not Mr. Colby done with a tractor.
Well, we just cross it it just crops it.
Well, would you ever say something like going catty-cornered or yanny-whistling or kitty-cornered or anything like that?
Yes, ma'am. Those words are often used in like that.
Well, which one would you be most likely to use? Or would you use any of them?
I don't know. I don't know to use any one of them, but just go to, I would just say go across and across the field.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Instead of going around, go across it.
Okay. That's the kind of thing I want to know. Now, what do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You might say that a car skidded in the sand and it started doing like that. What would you call that?
Sliding.
Okay. Would you ever say anything like every which way or ever which way or cattywampus or this way and that way? Do you ever say anything like
that? Yeah, we say all the whole lot of different kind of ways.
Well, which one would you be most likely to say?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. What do you call evil spirits? Some people think that they come out at midnight and then vanish at daybreak. If a person is walking down a deserted road late at night and hears a noise, he might say, "I'm not afraid of..."